Severe flooding in the southern African state of Namibia has affected 700,000 people and left 40,000 others homeless and in acute need. The Zambezi River rose over 8 meters after heavy rains this month, flooding the north of the country. Regional Caritas coordinator Sister Ane Hughes visited the area and told Emer McCarthy that many of the 40,000 homeless are the elderly and children as HIV/AIDS continues to take its toll.
While the government is trying desperately to provide fresh water to all of the camps, there are so many camps that it's just not possible for the government to provide fresh water to all of the camps. And so people are using polluted water. And when I was there, in fact, there was an outbreak of dysentery. Food would also be, especially for the children, maybe high protein food, but food in general also, because a lot of the people are HIV positive and are on ARVs. Well, they were on ARVs, and I think they're trying to keep up. So to keep their nutrition levels high, they would certainly need more than they are getting at the moment.
Namibia is already a country that is struggling with the effects of poor harvests, with the effects of poverty, is it not?
Yes, absolutely. Namibia is one of the poorest countries in Africa, well, one of the poorest countries in Africa, although there's quite a bit of mineral wealth. But as you know, governments control the mineral wealth of the country, and it doesn't go to the poor. The harvests have already been washed away. So coming into winter now, there's definitely going to be a critical food shortage in Namibia.
In the press statement, you commented to Caritas Internationalis that the impact of climate change is really being felt in Namibia.
Climate change is a reality for everybody. You know, we generally associate Namibia with desert, you know. Now having these massive floods in those particular areas, it's a clear indication that the climate in the country is changing and it's affecting everybody.